311.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the 311 radio show here on VOB 92.9 FM. Trust you've been having a great day so far. As you stick with us here on VOB, I am Krista J. Paul, and as usual, we have the Barbados Fire Service, and we have none other than Officer Andrew Taylor with us today. And you know that when we hear that name, we know the statistics man is here. We're going to get some numbers. And I also have Fire and Life Safety Officer Jason Collins. Good afternoon to you, gentlemen.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you, and good afternoon to Barbados, our listeners.
All right. How are you both doing?
I'm pretty good. No complaints. Well, especially for me, I'm going on vacation very soon. So I'm a very happy man right now.
I can imagine.
I'm fairly good also. I've just returned from vacation. Right? So, yeah. But I'm fairly good as well.
Okay, that's good. That's good. All right, so it's December. I mean, you know, we're saying Happy New Year at the beginning of 2021, and we're about to say Happy New Year again. And we know how it is at this time of the year. There's so much that we need to consider, so much that is happening. It's a busy, busy time. I don't know if it's as busy in 2021 as it was, say, 2 years ago, but, you know, people are still trying to make the best of the situation. And I know that you have some numbers for us and some words of caution and advice and so on, as we've been still having an eventful time.
Yeah.
As it relates to not just fires, but accidents as well. And we're going to be touching a bit on that today. So I'm going to hand it over to you, Officer Taylor.
Okay, no problem. So good afternoon once again. So it's going to be a little different this time in terms of the stats. Yes, it will give you the numbers for last year and this year, but I want to actually break it down into the parishes this time.
Okay,
so give you an idea of fires per parish. Okay, so we are still below in terms of fire activity, because for last year at this time we were at 1,591 fires, and this year we are at 1,182. So we're still below, but what is concerning is that for the first 7 days of December this year, we've recorded 5 house fires. And for that same period last year, we were at 0.
Wow.
Right? So that is a big concern for us, that we've started off December with so many house fires. And as we say so often on the show, do not start to cook or plan to cook or think of cooking if you are tired.
Right.
And even to the point, if when you open your door and you say to yourself, I had a long day, I'm tired. Even if you say that to yourself, do not strike that match to turn on that stove.
Yes.
Because one of the house fires we had recently, the homeowner unfortunately came home. He said he wanted to cook and he drifted off to sleep.
Oh,
and that is what was the fire. So we just want to keep repeating that message all the time. Even if you have the inkling that you are a little bit tired, just don't start anything. Grab some biscuit and butter or some biscuit and cheese and a cup of tea or something like that, that you warm in a kettle, an electric kettle that is, not on the stove, or put it in the microwave and boil the water and stay away from the stove if you're tired, okay?
Yeah.
So to go to the parishes, so far for the year, Christchurch has recorded 206 fires. Okay, St. Andrew, 25. St. George, 113. St. James, 62. St. John, 113. St. Joseph, 14. St. Lucy, 65. St. Michael, 279. St. Peter, 42. St. Philip, 195. And St. Thomas, 64. And you can see from those stats that the parishes that are heavily populated carry the bigger numbers. So we have Christchurch, 206, St. George, 113, also St. Michael, 279, St. Philip, 195. Okay, so in terms of the house fires now by parish, Christchurch recorded 9, St. Andrew, 3, St. George, 3, St. James, 5, St. John, St. Joseph, and St. Lucy are recorded 1 house fire each. St. Michael, 30, St. Peter, 4, St. Philip, 6, and St. Thomas, 3. So once again, unfortunately, St. Michael continues to lead in the stats for house fires. And one of the recent house fires that happened just at the beginning of the month, even though that started as one house involved, it actually damaged four other homes.
Oh, wow.
Ooh. Yeah. Even though some of the damage was slight, damage is still damage at the end of the day.
Right.
Okay. People still have to go and do repairs. Some people might have been displaced because of the fire. So that is always our biggest concern, especially in the St. Michael area, because of the close proximity of the homes. Once one fire starts at any home, we always have that high potential for fire spread. And once that fire spread gets going, then we normally have a big problem on our hands. Okay, so just once again, we're just really urging people to be careful, to be cautious, to be safe. Yes, we know it's a festive time and everyone is probably in a little better mood. If it can speak for most Barbadians and say that they have been looking forward to Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
People are happy that the COVID numbers are reducing.
Yes.
And they can move around a little, you know, more freely and stuff like that. But at the end of the day, they don't want us to turn our happiness or joy to sorrow. Yes. Because no one wants to be out of a home, especially at Christmas.
That's right.
Okay, we have all your memories of Christmas's past and stuff like that. Okay, and another thing that's concerning to us here is that we've lost 5 people to house fires this year, or fire-related deaths, okay? And obviously that's 5 too many. Our island is only 166 square miles, and for us, one house fire is basically too much, and one person dying is really too much as well. So we really want to urge people to be careful. We can't do anything about the ones where, how should I put it, criminal activity may be involved.
Yes.
But even as we teach fire safety, we always tell our participants that we can't do anything about nature causing a fire. We can't do anything about someone having a grudge against you causing a fire. But what we can reduce is you yourself causing a fire due to carelessness or something, or negligence, something to that fact. But even the ones that are criminal, those are also unfortunate, because it truly impacts not just the people who were involved, but the entire community.
That's right. That's right.
So that's basically it for me for now. So I will jump back in a little later if you have any further questions, or if you have any questions for me at this point.
Well, I was just looking at the comparison between 2020 and 2021. 2020, 1,591 fires in total, you said, and 1,182 in total for 2021.
Yes.
And, you know, I'm grateful to see that the number has fallen on the whole. Is there any, well, I don't know if I'm putting you on the spot a little bit, but is there any particular parish that you could identify and say, you know what, this parish had the greatest reduction in fires on the whole? Is there any?
I can't really see it in terms of parish, in terms of reduction, because the reduction has been across the board, honestly.
Good.
But we have seen reduction in terms of grass fires in St. Philip, for sure. Because that is our hotspot when it comes to grass fires and stuff like that. So we have seen a reduction in the numbers that we're getting coming from, well, St. Philip, St. George, St. John, those areas. So we have seen slight reductions, but in terms of any parishes that we can pinpoint any major reductions in fire, no.
Okay.
No, at this point.
Okay. But it's interesting to see these numbers. The first set of numbers you gave, Christchurch, as in by parish, Christchurch is 206.
Yes.
With St. Andrew being 25. Of course, the most densely populated parish is St. Michael, and there's also St. Philip and Christchurch. So those are house fires, right?
No, these are combined. So grass, fish, house, cane, stuff like that.
Okay.
So the combination of all the fires, electrical, motor vehicles. So it's a combination of all the categories we have, all the types we have, and then that total for the parish.
Well, as it relates to even the grass fires, I know that there are some culprits that you would have identified throughout the years.
Yeah, because even if we look at these stats here, Christchurch had 50 grass fires. Okay, St. George 32, St. John 55, and St. Philip had 98. right? If we had to break it down to just transfers alone.
That's still a lot, though.
You can see, right? So once again, Christchurch and St. Philip, the more densely populated parishes, you get more activity, unfortunately.
Did you find this year that you had to address the same spot, the same locations again, the usual number of times, or is it that?
No, actually, we're seeing a trend now where the north of the island is getting into the, as people say, joining the party.
Oh, dear.
Because St. Lucie, actually, their grass spurs have increased from past years because they actually recorded 40 grass fires for the year so far. And normally, St. Lucie, you will have one or two grass fires in St. Lucie. And so when I say one or two major ones. So the particular areas that burn basically every year in the north.
Right.
Well, outside of that, we normally have too many fires in St. Lucie, but we are starting to see a gradual increase in grass fires in the northern parish.
Is it that people are burning indiscriminately, or what is the comment, right?
I really can't speak to if they're burning indiscriminately. I think sometimes people just see a vacant lot and decide, well, hey, you know, let's help out the fire service and start to clear some land so you don't have to worry about, you know, stuff next year. Because as I said, all the grass fires in Barbados will have some human interaction in getting it started. Okay, we don't have the temperatures that are so hot to have spontaneous combustion. So I would have to say 10 over 10 grass fires, someone help them. Either by accident or intentionally.
Okay. Right. That is what I was trying to get to, because I know that throughout the course of our programs here, the 311 radio show, we'd have identified, or not identified by name, but you know, certain locations where there are repeat offenders. So is it that you're seeing that those offenders are less in some areas, or maybe they've migrated to the north or something, you know?
Well, I would have to say that it is less.
Okay.
It's less because even in hearing, let's call it station chatter, you know, you normally hear the guys speak about certain areas that they have to go to repeatedly.
Yes.
That is not, you know, as prevalent as before. So I would have to say that, you know, the repeat offenders are not repeating anymore. So which is good for us.
Okay, of course, and always.
Personally, some new ones I have taken up the mantle and trying to run with it. So
yeah.
We now have to shift our attention out to the north and see what was going on. So you talk with the island.
Mm-hmm. All right, so St. Lucie, I know you're listening. All right. Let's make an effort to get those numbers down and keep those grass fires down. We're just about in the middle of December, and we're hoping for no more house fires, no more grass fires. We've been giving more than enough tips right here on the 311 radio show, fire prevention tips for whatever kind of fire. And so we're hoping that there's less of that activity to tend to, less extinguishing of fires for the rest. Well, actually, no more. How about that? Not even just less, but no more.
That would be wonderful.
but that would be wonderful, right?
That would be wonderful.
Yes, that would be wonderful. Well, I know you also wanted to address life safety, because there have been a few accidents. We just would have had the fatal accidents to hear about. And so you wanted to address that as well. I don't know, Officer Taylor, both of you, Officer Collins, what it is that you wanted to address relation to that?
I wanted to address generally, as I said, as a spill-off from what leading for Officer Taylor spoke about in terms of stats. I did also notice that upward trend in house fires for the first couple of days of December, which obviously is not good, because on last week's program, Ford and I would have thrown out that goblet once again to the public, the challenge of no house fires, and we give some donation to a charity And, you know, it's always disappointing once again. And I think last year we went down to the wire, actually. I think the last day of the, something like that. I know this year to be in the up to the seventh day of the month. And we have recorded, it was five house fires, which is definitely not good at all. You know, and I know things happen, but at the same time, as I always say, practice good housekeeping. Those are the basic things. And you would be surprised at the reduction of those type of incidents. In addition, I've also seen an increase or something like it, I would say, of vehicular accidents in the recent week for sure. We've had a number, as you said, a fatality included. And, you know, that again is also a very sad thing when that happens, because there's loss of life, persons lose their vehicle. I mean, the vehicle is secondary in a situation as such, but loss of life and a lot of persons who have been involved in accidents can attest to long-term injuries. The long-term effect is also a very severe part, because persons who never the same again, so to speak, they have back pain and all type of pain that obviously inhibits them sometimes from even working. And all of these are things that you know, you've got to be mindful of. This is the hustle, the time of the hustle, full hustle now. You know, we probably have not been accustomed, or we've grown accustomed to the streets being quite light for the most part of the year, because from lockdown to no physical school, we would not have had that usual hustle and bustle on the road with the children and all of that stuff.
Yes.
Now that we're into December, we're pretty much, everybody is going to at some point have to leave their homes, whether it be the shop, to do whatever they have to do. We must be mindful that there is going to be a considerable increase in traffic flow day to day on the roads. And this is going to happen down to the end of the year at least. You can set your mind and your skin for it, basically, because that's what it's going to be. We have to be mindful. Even at night, obviously, with the curfew going back to midnight as it stands right now, you're obviously going to find that persons are going to be on the road a bit later. For those of you who work late and so forth, you know, you might have, when it was 9 o'clock or whatever, you finish work, you may find that the road a lot clearer because the curfew was earlier. With a later curfew now, you find you're going to have a little more traffic on the road in the later parts of the evening and night. So, you know, you got to be mindful. You got to be very cautious. In my day-to-day driving on the road, I see people calmly, and I say calmly, going through a red light as if it did not exist.
Yes.
Sometimes to the point that I have to stop and check myself, like, that was radar. Because, I mean, I can't believe that people, I mean, calmly just drive through the red light. I've also seen bicyclists doing it. No, I don't know, sometimes some of them, not all of them, but some of them, like, they tend to think that there's an exception to the rule because they have a bicycle.
Right.
And I'm pretty sure that a police officer can attest that the road rules, the road traffic rules remain the same for all. Even us as emergency drivers, when we are driving to emergency or otherwise, we are still expected to adhere to the laws of the road law, the road rules. And, you know, if we approach a light, even though we're going to an emergency and our light is red, we are supposed to slow down and you know, have a look before we proceed. So this is reality, and it's no different for any other cities. And we need to understand that whether you're a pedestrian, because sometimes I think pedestrians themselves think that, I don't know, I'm on a cross and I have the right. You know, all of these little things that I see traveling day to day. And
so I just want to put in this here quickly, especially since Connor is speaking about motor vehicle accidents and stuff. Parents or guardians who have the children who are not strapped in.
Actually going to talk about that, so I'm glad you mentioned.
I am still seeing this on the road daily, and I don't think people understand how dangerous it is.
Mm-hmm.
All it takes is someone to come and say, hit the back of your car, say 35, 40 kilometers an hour, and that child becomes a missile at the end of the day.
Yes.
If you have to brake suddenly, that child becomes a missile. And I can't understand how adults, they know the law, and they know the penalties for not wearing a seatbelt. So the automatic thing for us as adults to do is to put on our seatbelt. But you are going to allow your child, your warrior, nephew, cousin, whoever.
Yes.
To ride around in a car without a seatbelt. And it still, I can't comprehend it.
Honestly. I can't either. I can't.
Hope people keep doing this and don't see the dangers in it. Just recently, I think in 2019, I think it was, there was a rollover in, is it a Florida or Texas? And the van was carrying about 6 or 7 children. And majority of those children were ejected, including a 1-year-old baby. Okay, so I don't think people understand how easy it is for you to either go through the windscreen itself or an open window once you're not strapped in. So I want to really thank Collins for bringing up that stuff because it just came back to me to put in that.
Yeah, and you know what? Sometimes when you hear a story like what he just spoke about in terms of the is Florida, people might say, oh, they're preaching gloom and doom. It's not that. The reality, this is reality. This is what we see. What you hear about and think that happens only somewhere else, we see it in our day-to-day duties.
Yeah.
You understand? I remember more than once, I was on the road, me and LF Ford, and we actually stopped. We had to pull a vehicle. We pulled the vehicle over and told the parent or whoever the person was driving that the child, to make the child sit, because from behind the vehicle, we could see that the child was, you know, standing between the 2 seats. And we stop the vehicle and tell them, please make sure that the child is strapped in the back, because the child was standing between the 2 seats. And we all know the dangers of that. For you, the person who probably might have never experienced a vehicle accident of that magnitude might not understand. But as Taylor rightly said, you literally become a missing.
Yes.
And not only children, adults. So even as an adult not having on your seatbelt, you literally can become a missile and fly through the front screen or through a vacant open window.
Mm-hmm.
So it is real. It is not anything that we, you know, trying to drive fear into persons. This is real.
Yeah.
And as we said, there are 3 impacts: the vehicle to object, you to the vehicle, and then organs to organs. Okay, so
that was graphic. I don't think people were ready to hear that.
But that's the reality of
it. You know, it is not something that Taylor just saying. Bear in mind, Taylor is a trained emergency medical technician, so he understands this from the medical side and from the fire service perspective. So he's telling you you can't get it from a better source, really and truly. You know, so it's really serious. I mean, you know, this is the time of the year sometimes. You know, persons consume a little more spirits because we're in the spirit of Christmas. we the hustle is more. We work later hours. I always say that this time of the year. We work longer hours. Some persons, obviously, your body is a little more fatigued. It's coming out to the end of the year, especially if you've worked through the entire year with little to no vacation or what the case may be.
Right.
Body's coming a little more fatigued. You have to be mindful. The excitement of Christmas is there and all of that, but you still have your keeping practices. Making sure that stove is off, making sure that if you're hungry, as Taylor mentioned earlier, that you don't go and light the stove at 10:30 and fall asleep, etc. Making sure that, you know, you may have to leave home a slight bit earlier because the road has a little more traffic. That kind of stuff, you know. And all I can say to the person is just try to keep those things in mind. Be mindful of your personal safety, be mindful of fire safety and those type of things at this time of the year, because we don't want to lose any more persons.
Mm-hmm.
We've lost, I would say, too much due to COVID already. We've lost for other reasons because, mind you, we've highlighted COVID for the entire last 2 years. And it feels that at times as though we've forgotten all of the other existing diseases and ailments that are real and that are still happening.
Thank you, yes.
So we must be mindful that there's COVID here, but there are other things. Vehicles are still getting into accidents. There's still those fires. There's still all the other ailments, diabetes, et cetera, that are still there. So, you know, in all of that excitement, let us be mindful and take a little bit of stock and say, hey, do the basic thing and try to keep ourselves and our families and our friends around us as safe as humanly possible. And hopefully go with a bang, not a bang that we don't want to hear, but a bang of excitement where we've not lost anyone, we've not lost any property and limb or anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, come into 2022 with all those bright hopes and dreams.
That's right. Because you know what? It's no longer that you're here today and gone tomorrow, but it could be that you're here today and gone today. And there's sometimes there's so many instances where it could have been prevented. You know, it could have been prevented if you just took a little more care, you just took a few more seconds, waited for the red light, waited at the red light and just exercise due care. And then we need to remember that it's not just our lives, it's not just the lives that we're carrying in our vehicles, but it's the lives of those who we impact as well physically, right? So, you know, it's just important for us to remember these things, whether we're in our vehicles, whether we're in our homes. And, you know, there was a debate recently as well about family gatherings or not. But let me tell you, we just need to be careful whatever we're doing, whoever we're around. Even in this time, yes, you know, there will still be like small gatherings just to keep our distances and still maintain the protocols. But to ensure that we have our P's and Q's on as it relates to fire prevention and what it is that, you know, we have to do in preparation and so on. We've already given tips as well for Christmas trees and the lights and all these things. And there's still so many facets, so many aspects and factors that we have to take into consideration. So just for us to remember these things.
Yeah, definitely. As you get to this time, you know, I it happens. So you always have to keep it reiterate it all the time, even though you may say, oh, you say it all the time, but if you say it all the time and you're still seeing discrepancies, it means that something we have not reached everyone as yet.
Right. So we just have to maintain that stance. And you know, I thank you for even coming on and giving us the statistics, Officer Taylor, so that we can remember that, hey, there's still some work to be done. Even though, yes, the numbers have gone down, and we're thankful for the 311 radio show where you officers can come and relay the information so that people can put it into action and we have less fires and thankfully even less deaths, because you never know, right? And somebody is with their family this holiday because the fire prevention tip was put into action. So we must continue to remember these things. So I thank you, gentlemen, unless there's any final word that you wish to have.
One final word. You know, as our leading fire officer Ford has gone off onto her study leave into her vacation, and we will see her sometime in the new year. She also celebrated her birthday Wednesday past. So you know,
oh dear.
Yeah, I can't.
You know,
I can't get you with this one. That's on you. But we are gonna definitely wish her again from this end, and you know, her wide array of fans out there in the world, a very happy birthday. We know she did have a wonderful time, and that she wish her the best in her exams and her vacation as the year peters out.
That's right. So happy belated birthday. No, this is the Jamaican one. Happy belated birthday.
All right,
I'll tell you, I have to give her a call. Happy belated birthday, Officer Ford. And,
I was just going to wish everyone a very safe and happy holiday season. Because as I said, I'll be heading on vacation, so you won't see me or hear me probably until 2022. So I just want to wish everyone a very safe and a happy holiday season.
Thank you for that. And you know, there's a very avid listener to the 311 radio show who I've been saying I needed to say hello to. Her name is Kathy Harris. She said that if she doesn't hear the show, she will watch it back on Facebook or listen back to the podcast. So Kathy Harris on Westbury Road, good afternoon to you. Hope you're having a really, really good day today. And she's very, very active in her community as well. So we give her
comments for Kathy, that. And thanks again for the support.
Yes.
Continue.
Yes.
And encourage others as well to listen in and get some safety tips that may save themselves and their families and friends.
That's right. Well, thank you very much, gentlemen. Officers Andrew Taylor and Jason Collins, God bless you both. And you continue to keep up the good work. And that's it for the 311 radio show. If you've missed any of today's edition, you can log on to the podcast on VOB929.com, or you can watch the video recording on VOB92.9 FM's Facebook page. I'm Krista J. Paul, and as we always say,
fire prevention is our intention. Okay. Bye.
Protecting life and property. Cause on the Barbados Fire Service, 311